fighting for America.
With sincere appreciation to Kevin Miller for your extraordinary efforts to help the Boise Rescue Mission with Miller's Mission. You're the hero for all of us in the nonprofit world, but particularly for the Boise Rescue Mission.
Fighting for Idaho.
What you do is not just highlight giving for a one moment in time, but you stress to make giving part of your life.
Fighting for you.
You'll never know,
Kevin,
how much I love you. So take
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, everybody. Kevin Miller live from Miller's Mission, the Walmart at Garrity and Franklin, benefiting our friends at the Boise Rescue Mission, the young lady that I keep in my prayers nightly, who does God's work day in and day out, our friend Megan from the Mission. Megan, good to have you with us.
Well, good morning, Kevin. It's such a beautiful morning to be out here.
You know, Megan, you do a lot of things and a lot of events and with a lot of folks. And if we can be one of the more memorable ones this year, then we've done our job. A little cold outside when we take a look at what we're dealing with. You've had to deal with this earlier than usual. Of course, everybody thinks of the homeless and people that are struggling in weather like this. What's the past week been like for you guys?
Really busy. You know, we kind of had to go into a little bit of a, not quite crisis mode, but kind of reinstituting a couple of rules that we normally don't institute until December. And so it makes it a little bit more fun for us to try and find staffing to keep the shelters open a little bit during the day, for especially those people that are sick or not doing well. But, you know, it's been great. Our staff is phenomenal. You know, we've got the leadership of Gene Lockhart and Reverend Roscoe, and they are willing to do just about anything to make sure that people are staying safe.
Well, and we talk about the cold. What is your biggest need, your biggest challenge this time of year? Obviously, I guess coats,
clothes, winter coats, gloves, hats, you know, the kind of things that you really think, okay, this is what's going to keep me warm, you know, scarves, hand warmers. But also what we're really looking for is food. You know, we really always need food. We're doing, you know, just over 4,000 food boxes for this holiday season. And so, you know, that's 4,000 turkey dinners we are trying to provide to needy families in the Treasure Valley.
You know, we talk to folks about why we're here collecting turkeys, but we're looking for cash donations. How far do the cash donations go with you folks? How effective are you at using that money?
You know, honestly, we love it when people will bring in turkeys and bring in coats and bring in clothes, but we can't pay the light bill with our coats. You know, so cash donations we are using, you know, for us to operate our facilities, it's just over $15,000 a day. And I know that that's a scary number, but that's what it costs, and when we can have somebody who's going to bring in the cash, we use that very responsibly.
Here's our friend Greg Pruitt stopping by.
With a turkey!
Greg, stop in here to Capricorn 1 at 580 KIDO, and
Thank you so much.
Is our friend Megan. Don't stand too next to the heater, you'll catch on fire.
Yes.
Greg, come on over here for a second with our friend Megan. And again, thanks to our friends at Tate's Rets and Joey King, the Czar of Promotions, for making sure that our facility is good to go. So, Greg, it's early in the morning. You dropped off a turkey. Why?
Well, Kevin, I appreciate all that you do for our community. You know, that Marconi Award you got was well-deserved, and so I wanted to come down and give a little something. I can't give quite as much as you can give, but...
Well, I got a lot of surplus, and we're talking about my weight here, and you're always in shape. But what do the holidays mean to you?
Well, I'm in A shape, but... you know, I think too often we get caught up in Christmas and worrying about each other or our own people, you know, but I think there's so many people in our community that are having a hard time, and we got to look for those people. It's a rough time of the year, you know, especially if you got families like, for instance, the soldiers we lost. You know, those families are going to be hurting this holiday season. So I think we just got to keep those people in mind, and you know, we got great people out here doing great things, and I think we got to support them the best we can. So,
well, Greg, we appreciate that. Are you hanging out with us, or are you going home where it's warm?
No, I'm heading to work.
All right. God bless. Thank you.
Thanks,
you,
Kevin.
My friend.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
All right. Greg Pruitt joining us from the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. Megan, when you hear that, here we are. It's only 6:09 in the morning, and we have three turkeys already.
That's amazing. You know, that's three families who have Thanksgiving meals. because of people here.
When we look at the psychology of dealing with folks, it amazes me, and I learned this only by visiting your facilities, talking to people. You know, sometimes you all are such a blessing to the community here at 580KIDO that you make us feel involved, like we're one of the folks that matter. And,
we are.
Well, and we cheer for the people that come in, you know, that may have issues with violence or men or drugs or crime, because you guys don't give up. And it's a wonderful thing to see someone go from being hurt, abused in the system to a fully productive member of society. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the work at the Boise Rescue Mission.
You know, it's amazing to watch, you know, what is it? 4 out of every 10 staff members that we have is a former drug addict or former programmer that in one of our New Life programs. And we can take those lives that were broken and shattered and they felt hopeless. And here we are, you know, with the generosity of this community, changing those lives and then watching them become better and watching them change their own lives for the better and watching them take responsibility for those kinds of things. It's fantastic. You know, I've been blessed to be a part of this mission for 6.5 years now, and watching the way women, you know, I love Angel at the warehouse because she...
Oh, Angel, yes.
We love Angel.
Hard worker.
Exactly. She's incredible. And watching her little kids now who are growing up, I've known her youngest son since he was 2 years old, and now he's like 9, and it's weird, and he's tall and goofy, and watching these kids grow, that's part of the reason that I'm still here.
And is that what brought you to the Boise Rescue Mission?
The kids? Or no, it was Jesus. Jesus is totally the one who put me there, unfortunately. I have to blame him, so.
Well, we're blessed that he is here and alive. And folks, by the way, 580KIDO, we'll be talking about the big issues of the day. But when we have an opportunity to focus in on doing some good, you know, we just lost another American over the weekend because of ISIS. We take a look at the economy. You've got the president talking about amnesty, no deal deals. And it hit me one day, what are we for? Well, we're for faith, family, and freedom right here in the Treasure Valley. And this is where you prove it, whether it's just by listening, sending in a donation, or stopping by. It means the world to so many folks. And, you know, again, benefiting the families of the Boise Rescue Mission, certainly when we're talking about in Canyon County, the Lighthouse, the Valley Women and Children's Shelter, City Light in Boise, of course, the River Life as well. You know, I don't know how you guys do this, because your source of revenue, as we've talked about for years, is simply the kindness, the donations of people listening locally right here.
Well, it's the grace of God. We do nothing without the grace of God, and we know that. And so the generosity of this community knows that as well, and they take care of us. But it's all in the Lord's hands, and whatever He wants for us to do, we are going to do, you know.
How scary is it, though, when the weather hits and all of a sudden you've got your facility, City Light, with the women and children coming in? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always talk to folks, you know, is there enough room? There's always room for you guys.
We don't know what our full capacity is, because we haven't reached it yet. Because even if we run out of beds, we have mats. And even if we have run out of mats, we have blankets that we can put on the floor. You know, we're not going to turn anyone away.
Well, and that's where your cash donations come in. Is it possible to have a good Thanksgiving if you're in trouble? Because that's really what this is about.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's the way that our staff take care of people, especially on the holidays, because we all understand what it's like to be away from your family or to be in a scary situation, to be in a shelter on a Thanksgiving or Christmas. It's scary, and we want to make sure that we are taking care of those folks, and we let them know that they're loved, you know, that we value you. We understand that this is scary, but you're in a safe place.
Well, and here's the idea, that nobody should be left alone. Nobody should be going through these tough trials alone at 580KIDO. So we talked about the cash donations, because it's $15,000 a day. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, that's why I'm in radio. Beep, 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 beep. Numbers I can't compute. But when the weather hits, take us through what happened when, you know, Larry Gebert's weather forecast, and all of a sudden, Larry... You're right. It is snowing.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Don't go out. when people, you know, have to go into the shelter, what do they do in there?
Well, we called in some staff, but especially, you know, last Friday, it was a snow day for school kids. And one of the things that we've instituted with our school kids, you know, now that I'm in charge of the children's program, is that if moms are working, we will take their kids. And so, unfortunately for my staff, we didn't have a snow day, but we had a great day with our kids. We had 10 kids that needed a place to stay. We were able to keep them safe. We went out and had an epic snowball fight and then took them to Starbucks for hot chocolate, you know. So, and it's those little things that they just love. They were sitting at the table just eating little cake pops that someone that I know had donated to them and having a blast. And really simply, you know, they understand that they're in tough situations, but they don't need to stay there, and they don't need to have the mentality that this is going to be their life forever, which is one of the reasons that I do what I do. I want to make sure that they understand that and that they can go on and achieve great things.
Well, and that's the idea. And thanks to great people like you, Megan, and your great staff, we appreciate it. So you're hanging out with us all morning?
I'll be here all morning.
You're our minder.
And indeed I am.
I'm with you. And again, thanks to Nelson's RV. Thanks to Team Mazda Subaru that makes this happen. Because without, and you know this better than I do, Megan, without business partners,
we
couldn't do this.
Yeah. It's the truth.
We couldn't do this.
Without this Treasure Valley, we would be nothing. We wouldn't be here anymore.
Time for traffic at 580 KIDO. Megan, thank you.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Up all night. Staying up all night.
Good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, broadcasting from the Walmart on Garrity and Franklin. Miller's mission as we move along, collecting turkeys, collecting cash donations for the Boise Rescue Mission. We're joined by our friend Rachel Sutherland of Fox News Radio. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning. I hear you're cold.
To go along with my cold, bitter heart, yes. We're out here, as we do every year, collecting turkeys for the Boise Rescue Mission. And you have to wonder if people in Washington are going to be collecting any type of support for this immigration reform going on.
Well, it's interesting. There is a money battle going on for sure, Kevin, here in Washington concerning immigration and how this is all playing out. As the president wants to issue an executive order on immigration, we'd heard about that before. He had warned Congress he wanted legislation on his desk, reform legislation, either that the Senate had passed before or new legislation to reform immigration. He said, okay, if you don't get that done, I'm going to issue an executive order. That could come as early as this week, we're hearing here at Fox News. And if it does, Republicans are threatening to then pull back the purse strings and say, okay, maybe you want Social Security cards for illegal immigrants, but you know what? We are not going to fund that. So we could be looking at a government shutdown by December 11th over all this.
Just in time for the holidays.
Well, that's right. And it really, the American public doesn't really have a taste for government shutdowns. We don't tend to like them. And so Republicans acknowledge that, and they know that really it's not a popular thing to do. At the same time, it is what they have on the table when it comes to dealing with the president on immigration and these executive actions is simply just to cut off the money. That's Congress's job, is to make sure that the funds are appropriated the way that they see fit. And so that's kind of the power that they wield.
I guess the calculation by the Republicans is people don't want everything shut off, and they're willing to take the hit if they're protecting the American worker. And most folks, at least if you look at some polls, are not in favor of the president doing this executive action, and they're willing to ride out the storm. On the other hand, Rachel, as you've said, the president wants to make this happen, and he believes that perhaps the government shutdown will once again boomerang on the Republicans. It's like 1994 all over again.
Oh, and we've seen it over and over again with the news networks even have, you know, the countdown clock and everything going on, and we're on the edge of our seats, and then they pass something at 11:59 p.m. And yeah, we're used to this, but we don't like it. We've had it happen before, the partial government shutdown, where our parks are closed, and it's nothing that anyone really likes. But at the same time, you have both sides just really, you know, digging in their heels here. And so it looks like that's a possibility, unless they can come to some kind of agreement ahead of time.
Well, and not only are we talking about a government shutdown over the executive action, but we're also talking about, you know, we have to fund the budget once a year. And, Rachel, I know the folks at Fox News Radio make sure that you're funded so you can pay your bills, and and you have to be responsible. I mean, you can't sit there and go to, you know, when you're paying your expenses, well, I'm sorry, that program's no longer funded. I'll get back to you when the funds come in.
Well, that's true. You can't run a business that way, but that unfortunately is the way the government tends to run, that we'll just cut off the money, or this funding is not available for that program, and then it's left with just being kind of just nowhere. I think, though, that Congress really will get something done when it comes to keeping the government open. Either they can pass an omnibus spending bill, or perhaps it'll be a continuing resolution, which would be a short-term fix that would kick it down to the 114th Congress when they come in January. So that's one scenario. It may not be the big overhaul to get the government funded long term. It would likely be a short term fix, and it would likely be at the 11th hour. So get ready for that. Happy holidays.
And still we have folks dealing with the sequester cuts and everything else. Rachel Sutherland joining us, Kevin Miller here at 580 KIDO, that we have a lot of people that have gotten used to working 4 days a week, having their income cut, and you think to yourself, here we are, one of the most prosperous nations on the world, and yet we're not able to fund people because of the sequester cuts that continue to be, now they've become the norm.
Well, I'll tell you, the military is very concerned about the sequester, Kevin. The Joint Chiefs testified last week. Secretary Hagel talked about progress in the fight against ISIS, which, as we know now, is still alive and well. And they are concerned about the impact of sequester in the new year, because they have asked for quite a bit of funding in fighting ISIS. So, again, yeah, it hits home. It hits home to the average American worker, and it certainly hits home to the military.
Now, I have to ask you an unrelated question to everything, and you're going, oh, no. You ever watch Homeland?
You know, I haven't yet. It's on my to-do list.
It is so sick and twisted realistic about our problems over there. You know, who can we trust and who can't we trust? I'll tell you, not everything in that show is perfect, but it really underscores the challenges and what to fund and what not to fund, which is what we're talking about. Rachel Sutherland, I wish you were here. I'm sure we'd get a lot more turkeys if you were here.
I don't know if that's a good sign or not, but yeah. Well, good luck with that, and stay warm, and I hope things go well for you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye. Kevin Miller, Walmart at Garrity. We're collecting turkeys for the Boise Rescue Mission. We go to Jeff Manasso, who's flying really high because unforeseen by many of us, Green Bay, or should we say the Acme Packers, smacked the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, man, you know, there's always room. You're always welcome to come over and root for our team, Kevin. Anytime.
Well, we do appreciate that. That was a dominating performance yesterday. I think Chip Kelly's going to have to go back to the drawing board.
We're on a decent roll offensively. And defensively, but of course, you know, there's six games left in the season, and anything can happen. Philadelphia, there was supposed to be a tough game, but look, we've had defeats this year just like that. Well, not just like that, but you know, we've had some pretty bad defeats when we went in thinking that we were going to win as well. So yeah, look, there's a lot of football left.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Fox wheels today. Everybody loves the cars. What's going on? What's the latest, Jeff?
Well, the latest, if you're a big Tesla fan, they were eyeing up a new SUV version, a new electric SUV. It's called the Tesla Model X. But we've just heard from Tesla CEO Elon Musk, essentially, who told investors last week that he wouldn't bring a product to market that doesn't delight customers. The X's Falcon Wing doors apparently problematic now, so it's back to the drawing board. So we won't see a Tesla Model X SUV probably for another year. The big news last week, it's the brand new Ford F-150 rolling off the line now in Detroit. What's different about this one? It's 700 pounds lighter than its predecessor, built with military-grade aluminum. According to Ford VP Bruce Heddle, who we spoke to, will give it improved gas mileage and hauling capacity. And there's a pretty rugged and stylish new design, a pretty attractive truck.
You think about that, lighter, better, faster. Of course, it goes back between the F-150 and the Camry, which is the top-selling vehicle in America.
Well, and it's a big bet Ford has taken a huge gamble on this, but essentially they're, you know, they're setting what they believe will be an industry-wide standard at some point. You know, Ford F-Series trucks have been the best-selling vehicle, I think it's been 37 years. But the starting price for that ride is about $27,000. So it'll be interesting to see how how the folks, how the public takes on that truck. But, you know, 700 pounds lighter, I mean, that's significant in terms of gas mileage. By the way, the new Tesla S, the sedan that's out, that's about $71,000. But the company is unveiling an option through U.S. Bank allowing buyers in the U.S. to return the car within 3 months if they're not satisfied. So there's a short-term lease for you. If you're interested in driving that car for a couple months.
Jeff Manasseh with us, Fox News Radio. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Finally, I guess we're getting ready for all the deals of the century because we've got to get out with the old 2014s and in with the 2015s, Jeff.
You know, it's a really good time to buy a car at the end of the year, at the end of the month. And there are a couple things you can do. You know, you can go, there are a lot of websites out there that will help you on exactly what to do. The dirty little secret is that dealers, they negotiate 10 times a day. You know, your average Jane or Joe buys a car, you know, once every 10 years. And so the thing to do, just prepare yourself. You know exactly what you want. Don't go in there kicking the tires and thinking, I'm not really sure what I want. Know exactly what you want and be armed with information. Edmunds.com is really good to give you a price on a car. True Car. .com. You'll actually get quotes for dealers. I mean, they'll give you a quote on exactly the model you want, and you can take that in there and say, here's my TrueCar.com quote. And I don't know why anybody in this day and age of the internet pays anything above invoice price. Probably just angered a lot of sales people, but that's the truth. You don't have to pay anything above invoice price anymore. That's just the way it is. Look for rebates, too.
Jeff Manasseh, we appreciate it. Congratulations on your Packers.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, and good luck with the turkeys.
Thanks. Thank you. Jeff Manasseh joining us at Fox News Radio. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO.
MZ, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning from the Walmart Garrity in Franklin. It's a little foggy out, and our weather forecaster Joe King tells us it'll be about -1 in a couple of hours, but we're here collecting more turkeys. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
And I tell you, you know, it really brings home the need this time of year when you just take a look at these incredible temperatures.
It is tough for those trying to survive, for those living in their cars, for those, you know, living on the street. It really gets tough this time. Or not only that, for people who don't have the money to turn the thermostat up, it is tough.
That's a very good point when you think about this. Again, you know, if you have to pick between your medicine, your rent, or your utilities, and then all of a sudden you're starting to worry about pipes freezing and the like. A lot of people living not only paycheck to paycheck, but just continuing to try and balance, you know, who gets paid this week, this month.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and the mission helps a lot of those people out. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, somebody living under a bridge. A lot of people are, you know, just people struggling to live within the four walls of their own home.
And that's a great point that you bring up here at 580KIDO, because they do offer free meals in Nampa and in Boise. And my first year there, where you would see people coming in work clothes, getting a free meal, and sometimes that would be their only meal of the day, and you'd have people either living at the Mission or their families living at City Light or a mixture of the both, and that's how they would enjoy themselves. That's how they would enjoy lunch out, would be going to the Mission.
Yeah, which, you know, that's not reality for a lot of people. For a lot of people, you know, we either want to turn a blind eye to that, or, you know, we're just oblivious to the fact that that goes on right in our own neighborhoods.
And I think, unfortunately, until we're all impacted by that, we have this oblivious nature. And now I think we're going to go communist this morning.
Uh-oh.
No, I sit back and I think about this. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you have people through their effort, through their merit, through maybe luck, that have inherited a lot of money and have these, you know, vacation homes, which it's good to have. We're not we're not smacking anybody that's done well. It's just the disparity of wealth and finances in this country.
Well, I think, you know, it's a biblical principle: to those that much has been given, much is required. And, you know, if you have been blessed, as I have been blessed, you know, you need to give some of that back. I just think that is just a principle that should apply, you know.
You know, how many people live by that, do you think, though?
You know, it's easy to forget. I mean, it really is. It's easy to forget unless it's presented. And that's part of the reason for doing that this week, is to present that and put that need in front of people to remind them that that need is there. Because I think when we get tied up in the day-to-day of getting, you know, Billy and Susie to their band practice, to their, you know, their sporting events, to getting this, we begin to forget sometimes of the world around us, and we have to be reminded.
Well, and certainly that's what we're doing. I do want to thank our friends at Nelson RV, Team Subaru, Team Mazda, all the great folks that have come out here and donated turkeys. It's always great to be back on the streets, if you will. And now I'm going to tell you something personal, if you don't mind.
Okay, I'm ready.
When I go somewhere, and I have to admit, because of my past mistakes that have been well documented on this program, I don't really like to go anywhere as far as a fancy place or a fancy this or a fancy that. Now, look, I am no saint, and Dave Burnett can list my atrocities here at 580KIDO, but I just sit there and go, man, I just don't feel right about it.
Give an example. What do you mean?
You know, I won't say the name of the place, but I went to a nice restaurant with Mrs. Miller for my anniversary, and it was because somebody had given us a gift card, and I couldn't help it. And maybe my populism has gone into socialism, but I'm sitting around looking at people, and, you know, when you're young and stupid or young and hungry, you go, yeah, this is where I want to be, and da-da-da-da-da, and I'm going to da-da-da-da, and I'm looking at it going, this is great. I'm glad the server can make a great living at this. I'm glad it's employed. What's that guy in the fedora looking at me about? No. And some guy in the fedora kept eyeballing me the whole night. I go, what's with the fedora inside? But regardless, I just thought to myself, man, it was a nice evening, and it was great to do that because you should. But I just looked at it totally different, and I'm going, well, how many people of these folks are helping people that could use the help?
I think, and I could be wrong on this, but I do think, because there's people who are young who think this way, but I think it is something that comes with age. Even if you're looking at, let's take a flaming liberal. You look at a Bill Gates who's acquired tons of money. When you start getting further down, you realize that acquiring all this stuff really isn't all that it's not all cracked up to that. And so he starts giving it away in other ways. I think it is something that, you know, you begin to think, you know, maybe when you're 24, 25, you're thinking, oh, that really super nice dinner out and this, that, and a big fancy car, and that's all that, you know, that's the end-all, be-all. But with age, you begin to realize there's other things that are more important in life.
Yeah, and it was weird just because I would go to a similar place in another city when, you know, one of the companies that owned 580KIDO throughout its 85 years, and you'd be a big deal, and you'd be meeting with these executives, and you're talking about, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And then you think to yourself, hey, what was it all for?
Good point.
It was weird because, you know, and you know this, your management, you go to these meetings where it's at the highfalutin place and all this, and I don't know. I don't know. It's just kind of odd, but we move on. I was listening to our friend Alex Jones last night. I learned a lot of things listening to Alex Jones, Dave Burnett.
What did you learn last night?
I learned that the government, and actually he cited credible sources, was stirring up trouble during the Trayvon Martin folks situation. And now down in Ferguson, he and his intrepid reporters, one of them that got shot with a rubber bullet, they're looking for the government instigators with this Ferguson thing. And you know, I'm hanging out in the, well, I can't say I was hanging out in the bathroom of the Walmart, but I did hear, I did hear some folks yapping, and it was all about Ferguson. Even in Idaho, when we have these record-breaking chilly temperatures, you have people talking about Ferguson and what isn't going to happen.
Well, I mean, there are those who are speculating that some of the violence will spread beyond Ferguson and beyond into other major cities and urban areas.
And then you have to wonder, and Sean Hannity was talking about it yesterday, about what the president said, keep on or prevail or something like that, and then having Eric Holder there, and no one's even looking at justice, that the police officer could have been acting to save his life. I was watching a show over the weekend. We have video, and it was blurry. Look at it. He's walking. I don't see any abrasions. Well, it's a black and white video shot 20 feet away.
That's blurry.
Yeah. And it's just amazing how the media describes this situation, and instead of diffusing it, it seems to want to incite it.
Well, I don't know about what in the media's part that they're looking for a story out of all this.
You know, whatever happened to the story that this was tragic and these folks vowed to never let it happen again. And I love the pictures of these folks where you have the kid who's, you know, who's a big imposing guy. They show him when he's like, 11 or 12.
12, yeah. With his headphones on, eating Skittles.
Right. So so getting back to Alex Jones, he's in rare Alex Jones form and all that, but what are your thoughts on it?
On Alex Jones or just on the Ferguson?
I guess on the Ferguson, the government stirring it up, and he cited like a Miami paper where you had community organizers, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know, the statement is being made. The government, you know, the FBI is saying that they think the decision will lead to violence in our country. And the statement is being made, somebody else made a statement of the fact that the only way that, you know, that white people are going to change is if they fear minorities.
Wow.
You know, and that's like, whoa, okay, there you go. So, you know, and I do understand to a degree, I do understand what it's like to be a minority. I lived in Central America where I understand what it's like. If you walk into a restaurant and everybody looks because of your color, you know, it is a different world. It is a very different world to live in where people look at you only because you walk in, and I was the only white face walking into a restaurant, and everybody looks like, what are you doing here? It's a very different
guess
world.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
Yeah, I mean, so it is a very different world. I get that, but, you know, that motivation should be caused by fear, I don't know that that's really progress.
But the impact it has on people, though, young, impressionable people that you talk to at the broadcast center.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm sorry, I was just diverted by something sparkly. It was you on the TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Boy, you're getting a pretty good run out there. Mark Johnson had some choice words last night.
Well, I ran into Dee Sartin last night.
Is she okay?
She gave me a big hug.
Nice. Were you in the turkey costume?
No. You know, Dave Burnett, you never give me a big hug.
I hear somebody laughing in the background. I can honestly say, Kevin, in all of my, I am totally secure in my sexuality, but I can say I don't know that I've ever hugged you.
I can say that. Well, Dee gave me a big hug last night.
Yeah, good for Dee. Did she come out specifically to see her, or was she doing some shopping?
Well, yeah.
Oh, so she came out just to see you.
Well, no. She was doing some shopping. And
did she run into you and go, what are you doing here?
Oh, no, I chased her down the store.
Oh, I get you.
Dee!
She's going to, hurry up, honey, hurry up. Kevin Miller's chasing us.
The butterball. So she goes, you know, Kevin, you do so much. And I go, Dee, it's a pleasure to serve. Anyway, she goes, Rick Lance called you a butterball.
Yes, he
did.
And
I go, Rick Lance called me a butterball. Well, I'll tell you what, I've seen Rick Lance in Krispy Kreme. And she goes, I told him to stop. I go, thanks, Dee.
Yeah, Mark Johnson said, Kevin, you wear that well.
Well, hey, man, that's a good compliment.
Yes, it was.
That's what I'm talking about.
Made me laugh. I laughed out loud, though. But no, Channel 7 giving you some good love and helping point out the need going on out there.
Well, you won't see Sean Hannity doing this.
No, No, I don't suppose you will. By the way, one thing before we leave here, I do want to cover, because it is big news, NCAA announcing yesterday, 2018, the NCAA basketball tournament coming back to Boise. I'm looking forward to that. That is always a lot of fun.
How do you think they're going to handle that? Do you think they'll be able to, or they will, increase capacity for Taco Bell Arena? Because usually those are like 20,000-seat stadiums now.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason why they have been absent since 2009. But I think they'll probably do something to increase some of the floor seating, you know, a little bit.
Then you'll have to get the women's game.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be awesome.
I will tell you this. I'm a fan of the women's game at the high level.
Mm-hmm.
I do like it.
Yeah, it is very good. And the NCAA, I mean, it is one of those rare events in Boise that it's like it's the wow factor when it hits. So looking forward to that.
So we got that going on. Anything else happening here? We got Ferguson. We got ISIS. Oh. What were they were talking about that if they shut down the government, ISIS is going to get even more powerful. You believe that?
Back to Ferguson, tying that in, there are some that are saying that there are insurgents in our country encouraging violence over Ferguson.
Well, didn't they have some ISIS flags at Ferguson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, got to do this, Kevin. And it's kind of a slick morning, as you can attest to out there at the Walmart on Garrity, as your traffic now coming out of Canyon County into 80.
And join us here, Walmart Garrity and Franklin.
Serving Emmett.